Describe a difficult skill that you would like to learn. What skills do students or young people need to learn? I suppose that students, young people, need to learn time management and organizational skills. When they're in school, they have to balance lots of assignments and other responsibilities. They need to spend their time wisely so they don't get too overwhelmed. Besides, they should learn how to communicate well with others. Being an effective communicator is one of the best qualities you can have, especially when it comes to the workforce. Do you think parents nowadays really care about helping their children learn those skills? Yes, I think most parents care about helping their children gain those skills. They want their kids to succeed. So parents try to teach their kids how to develop these strengths, or they at least show them the right resources to get there. It's very important to them that their kids can acquire these important skills. Is it hard for students to learn skills? Well, I don't think it's too hard for students to learn skills. I mean, as a student, you have access to lots of resources and educators who can help you develop various types of skills. A student's job is to learn, and they can do that by being open-minded and putting in the hard work. Is it hard for old people to learn new skills? Yes, it can be hard for old people to learn new skills. Some of them might want to do things the old-fashioned way. For example, some old people don't want to learn any computer skills because the technology is too new to them. But I think that if they're willing to learn, they can pick up new skills and benefit from them. Is a good teacher very important for students' learning experience? Why? Yes, definitely. Having a good teacher is very important. Without a good teacher, students will feel confused and overwhelmed by all the things they have to learn. They might think that learning is just a painful and difficult process. A good teacher can guide students and make the learning experience a positive one. Which way is faster for people to learn new skills, from books or from life? I think it's faster to learn a new skill in a real-life situation. Books can be very useful to review a new skill, but real life is the best way to learn. You can read all about sewing, but you can't sew until you actually try. Then, once you have learned a new skill, the best way to become an expert is to practice.